We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve's Head of the Morning here on KNSS at 7:47 on a Friday. Three big things.
Three.
Congress continues work on pandemic relief package. Extending unemployment benefits a sticking point.
Two.
Wichita School Board hears request to form a committee to look at changing the North High mascot.
One.
And the school board votes to begin fall classes after Labor Day in Wichita, September 8th. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And in traffic now, several things to watch out for. Stalled out vehicle, this is northbound I-135, and it's at hydraulic, so watch for a slowdown there. We've got stalled out vehicle northbound I-135 at 17th Street. So watch out for something there. And the report of a stalled-out vehicle, I-135, right around the K-15 exit, northbound lanes. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny today with a high of 83 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 63. Then on Saturday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 85 degrees. Now mostly cloudy, north wind at 12 miles per hour and 66 degrees. Steve and Ted in the Morning now, 7:49 on a Friday. Dunkin' Donuts will be closing more than 1,000 stores by the end of the year. About 800 U.S. stores will close, including 450 limited menu Speedway locations. Additionally, about 350 international locations will be closed. The closures will account for about 8% of the chain's total U.S. stores.
Oof.
And will mostly focus on low sales volume locations.
Oof.
Dunkin' reported a decline of 18.7% in the second quarter of 2020. Due to the coronavirus pandemic.
People weren't even buying donuts.
Yeah. Taking coronavirus precautions is causing some high-tech trouble.
Fox on Tech.
As the coronavirus pandemic continues, many folks are realizing that wearing a face mask and unlocking digital devices with facial recognition isn't working. But it isn't just our phones that aren't recognizing us. It's also facial recognition software used by law enforcement and other security services. A recent study by the National Institute of Standards and Technology found that wearing a face mask that covers the mouth and nose results in an error rate of 5 to 50% for recognition software, and black masks are more likely to result in an error than blue masks. Most facial recognition software measures features on your face, like your nose, mouth, eyes, and forehead, though Apple's Face ID works with depth sensors, 30,000 of them to be exact, that ensure a simple photo can't unlock a phone. Facial recognition software makers are working fast to update systems to instead identify users by measuring the area around the eyes, but there's no word on when that will become available. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
Most of Wall Street stumbled Thursday, but another rise for big technology stocks helped keep the market's losses in check. The S&P dropped 12 points. Among the hardest hit were oil producers, banks, and other companies that most need the money to pull out of a recession. UPS and others had stronger-than-expected profit reports. The Dow lost 225 points. Earlier in the day, the Dow was down by more than 500 points. And the NASDAQ closed up by 44 points. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, focusing on WSU and its supporters this morning. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Business Journal. The WBJ taking a closer look at the relationship between Wichita State and its largest donors. Some of those donors were angered when WSU disinvited Imbach and Trump from speaking in a recorded message to WSU Tech graduates. WSU President Jay Golden says the university recognizes that any controversial decision will please some and disappoint others, but it's not their intent to alienate anyone. Golden believes any relationship that might have been damaged can be fixed. Integra Technologies has snagged a nearly $21 million defense contract for work on the F-35. The company specializes in semiconductors. Integra's work will help provide specialized components for the jet display system. The work will be done entirely at Integra's facility in Wichita, and it helps keep the 250-person local staff operating at capacity. In this week's list, Wichita area car dealerships ranked by units sold in 2019. Brandon Stephen Motors leads the way with more than 11,000 vehicles sold. Eck Auto Group is second at over 4,600. The rest of the top five, the Davis-Moore Auto Group, Walzer Automotive Group, and the Hatchett-Devlin Automotive Group. Our data shows that total units sold in 2019, 2% higher than 2018. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, got the primary election coming up next week, Tuesday.
That's right.
Have you, are you making plans? Have you made your vote? Are you going by mail? I'm being kind of nosy.
Going to have to vote by mail, since I don't get around very well
and
anymore.
I don't want to ask you who you're going to vote for, because that wouldn't be right. Right?
That wouldn't be right.
Yeah. That's supposed to be a private deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. All right, today is National Avocado Day, also known as an alligator, pear, or butterfruit. The versatile avocado, the only fruit that provides a substantial amount of healthy, monounsaturated fatty acids, the MUFAs. How about that? Huh. Ted's really interested in this.
When's the last time you heard anyone call it a butterfruit?
It says here.
I'm asking you, when's the last time you heard someone call it that?
I don't even hear it called avocados. I don't discuss avocados very much.
Crocodile pear.
Crocodile pear, yeah, or butterfruit. Alligator pear. Naturally nutrient-dense food contain nearly 20 vitamins and minerals. So alligator pear, whatever you want to call it. And you put what is that stuff, that green stuff they make out of it? What is it? Guacamole. Guac, yeah. My daughter's a big
That's
fan.
That's pretty good stuff. That's the only way I like avocado.
You're not like the soccer mom? You don't like it on toast?
No.
Well, where I grew up, we didn't have avocados or guacamole or any of that stuff. So it was later in my life when I first experienced somebody offering me some guac. And it happened to be just a little bit after I had changed my son's diapers, and he had had some sort of gastrointestinal distress. And so...
Oh, man.
Very similar.
Are you with me, Bill? I know you are. You've been a
good
dad.
Good morning, everyone.
Never mind. Celebrating the avocado here in the worst way. Thank you, guys. 7:55, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning on KNSS. Got the latest on Wichita school starting after Labor Day. Ted has sports coming up, Ted.
Kansas City Royals finishing up their long road swing to begin the season. We'll have highlights in sports.
Plus entertainment news on the way.
Yeah, we got some good items coming your way and entertainment news heading into the weekend. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weekend weather coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.